But Asmil has also done a research on the impact of censorship on black metal bands, right?
It wasn't so much censorship, but I think self-censorship.
So I want you to talk about that, you know? I mean, people think it was because of the moral panic. Oh, black metal, they worship Satan, you know, they assemble their goats and have sex with the blood and whatever, you know? So what is the deal with censorship in this country? Is it really as pervasive as we think? You know, are artists responsible for perpetuating it themselves?
I think artists are just easy targets because, again, you got a lot of young kids in the audience who, I mean, being youth is basically you're culturally and politically, even economically, you're not strong. I mean, you don't have much of a say. You just stay climbing up. In fact, like, I've always been fascinated with all these raids growing up, you know, hip-hop, punk, you know, always equating with Satan, you know. Harem Metro is lovely with that. I mean, someone said Harem Metro is
Kanduri Sex!
Yeah, one of my bands, Band's Beaches, right, they had a song called, can I say this? Yeah, they had a song called Kote Bobulu. The lyrics came out Harem Metro on front page, they said lyric Satan. I don't know, what's so Satan about your... So, yeah, it's just fascinating. So, I've always been perplexed by the idea of black metal. And at the end of the day, if you're looking at all the articles and what's been written, it's not so much about black metal, but it's a case of moral policing. It's always easy to take music genre, which is, you know, popular and, you know, which is based on iconography. And I think, essentially, maybe the society we live in, which is, to a certain degree, very conservative, you know, religious, and which relies heavily on iconography. Simple, you saw, I'm going to go Satan, takut, whatever, you know. So black metal was just a simple, and in fact, a lot of the kids I know in black metal, they're the nicest people. The more extreme the music, this is a simple chart, okay, guys. The more extreme the music, the nicer the kids are, okay? All right, they're nerds or they need a release, isn't it? Yeah. And the more smooth ones, you know, the guys that sing sexy songs, romantic, those are the assholes. Be careful with those guys, okay?
I've also heard Inside Talk that the Nasheed groups that do weed, you know?
Yeah. That's even further on, Nasheed, yeah. So, yes, it's the black metal kids, those hardcore stuff. They are the good kids, yeah. Yeah, actually, you do.
You don't know me that well, Isham. I'm a Satan. This is the angel. You wait till the session's over.
The paper was just looking at that. I was just looking at keywords. It was a matter of using signifiers and, you know, devil images. Because when they raided Paul's place 2005, 2006, one of the rationalizations was they looked at a poster. There was a picture of devil and blood. I say, ini black metal gig, apa ni? Ada gambar setan, darah, jom raid. And then they were asking stupid questions. Was there a goat in there? Was there bloodletting? Was sex?
The answer was, yeah, we had goat curry.
Yeah,
curry.
Exactly. If there was sex, it was blood, it was goat in there, shit, I'll go for that gig, man. But it never happened. Come on, that's a fantasy that these journalists do. But you meet these journalists, and they're pretty rational people, but they must be pushed to come out with something sensationalist.
I don't know, yeah.
Because a lot of them hate what they're doing. I met some of these journalists, they hate what they're doing. So they're saying kena tulis pasal artis ni kahwin lagi. So then you come up black metal shit, is it? Huh? Mm-hmm. So you come get gigs. Because it affects, I think, the entire community. It's not just about the independent, the black metal scene. But then to get permits, you know, so all these things get in the way. So, I mean, in that sense, I think music gigs tend to find a loophole. You know, sometimes we organize gigs by donation, so you could just perform. Was I suppose in theatre where it's a lot more, even like television, you need scripts to be passed, to be approved, which is another barrier of censorship. So to me, with music, I mean, you got to be smart lah. Don't put your poster, got muka, setan there. Just put, put Hello Kitty or something. And you know, it's like, it's evil. But yeah, these guys, you know, they probably look at their kids, they have Hello Kitty. It's like, anak aku baik. Tak apa. Saya bapak baik. Ada Hello Kitty lah. Boleh lah pergi gig. Unless, so but, it's.
Do you think that's self censorship though, if you do that?
I mean, a lot of bands stop from saying certain things. As academic, I get, writing essays ask them to be critical, explore issues. And they ask me, can I write about this? I say, can I? Can do that. I say, write lah, just assignment. What? You think what? Very good, is it? I send to ministry, is it? Essay? Can't even come up with essay. That's a different frustration. Yeah. Can't even write essays. But So. Self-censorship on different levels. Bands not writing songs, but because you see a certain band that's they're really pissed off in life. Like you meet them backstage, go on stage, sing Lagu Cinta. Like, why didn't you sing about the thing that pissed you off? I think you feel a lot more better when you leave later on. When you're paying that ticket, you're easy, I'm writing that love song, nobody responded to. So maybe you wrote something angry, but not loud. People associate being angry with loud or acoustic with being romantic, you know? Yeah, it's like jazz chords.